We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction, roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Before we get to Dr. Doug Pernikoff, let me clear something up here. Maybe I wasn't clear, and maybe I didn't state it clearly, because I've been told we have a bid for the Annie Guns dinner for the bidder, a guest, so that's one couple, another couple that the bidder and a guest invite, and my wife and I will be there. That's six people. The bid that we received was for $400, and at the risk of sounding like a jerk, which I don't really mind sounding like a jerk, to whoever made that bid, I appreciate it, but no. You're not going to get it for $400. I will outbid you and not even go to dinner. And what I mean by that is this. I don't really go anywhere. I'm a recluse and I'm a weirdo. But when I do, and I agree to do it, it's to raise significant money. And in this case, for the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. So $400 won't take it. I appreciate the offer, but think about what you're doing. You're offering $400 for six people to eat anything off the Annie Guns menu and drink wine specially selected by Mr. Sainert. I cannot in good conscience let it go for that, so let's do this. Let's start it at $2,000. And I thought I made that clear, but maybe I didn't earlier. Last year it went for $4,000. I'm willing to go half that, but not $400. So to the bidder, thank you, but no thank you. If that's all we end up with, and the bidder is unhappy because they think they should get it, then, as I said, I'll just outbid it myself and then just give them the money and not even go to dinner. And again, I'm only being jerky about it because it really is the go big or go home thing for me. If I'm going to do this kind of thing, I want these people to get as much money as this show can generate for them through the house in Cabo, the dinner at Annie Guns, or whatever, because to me, it's charity. It's not a sale. It's not bargain hunting. It's charity. And when you think about kids who are dying of cancer and that this money goes to things like Ronald McDonald House, where their parents can be with them as, in many cases, they die, it's just worth more money than that. It's that good a cause. So here's the number downtown. And what I would ask first is if you want to be, you know, the $2,000 for Annie Guns for six couples, one of the couples would be me and my wife, a rare opportunity to sit with us because again, I don't go anywhere because I just don't have any friends. 314-982-2992. That's 314-982-2992. Those are the people manning the phones at Nestle, Purina. And we'll start the Annie Guns thing at that. And I apologize if I didn't make that clearer. But I am really, I pretty much stick to my guns when it comes to this charitable stuff. I understand looking for a bargain as the bargain hunter, but as the guy auctioning it off, I'd like to see non-bargain hunters step in here and get your money's worth. Not necessarily that a dinner is worth $2,000 or $4,000, but you're getting your money's worth in what else that money's doing, if that makes sense. Now, we're going to go to your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah.
Hello, doctor. Everybody. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
And I didn't give the numbers out. Let me give the numbers out in the studio. And if anybody has a question for Dr. Doug, dial us up right now. And the first ones of you to call, get on the screen and you talk to Dr. Doug. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. And I didn't do that earlier. And so now I have to wait for the phones to light up. And while we do that, is there anything in particular that you would like to share with people from the world of veterinary medicine?
Take care of your pets.
Take care of your pets.
What was that voice he was doing?
That was the old Jewish lady thing.
The old Jewish lady.
Have you guys talked about Lou Fest?
About what?
Lou Fest this weekend?
No, I hate when people call St. Louis the Lou. I hate that. But no, what is Lou Fest?
This is the big festival in Forest Park, and I happen to know some people that were selected to play there.
Ooh. Somebody maybe related
to
you?
Can they not call it something besides Lou Fest?
Yeah, really. Like,
I don't know. I don't know why they did that. But
St. Louis Blue Fest.
Festival of St. Louis.
Yeah,
I think
festival
it's the third
St.
year
Louis.
In a row. Isn't that true, Dan?
Do you ever call St. Louis the Lou?
I never do.
Raise your right hand right now and say you'll never do that.
I promise.
I'll never call it the Lou.
I'll never call it the Lou.
All right, here we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS to talk to Dr. Doug. Let's start with Steve. Steve, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How you doing? I'm also AM.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Hallelujah. Hey, Steve, what can I do for you?
I have a Lhasa Apso Shih Tzu mix. And it's about 12 years old, and he sleeps a lot.
He
does what? I'm sorry?
He sleeps a lot?
He sleeps a lot.
Jealous. I'm jealous.
Is that just normal? I mean, we walk him every... I try to walk him every night, and...
Is that a new kind of characteristic for him, or feature, or...
No, he's kind of always done that, but my wife was concerned that he sleeps a lot. I said, well, that's his job. What's he got to do?
At his age, I think you're justified in pursuing, with your veterinarian, just a good physical exam and review, and make sure that there isn't something goofy going on that's correctable. It might be as simple as a blood sample. So I think it's worth, especially if it's notable to you that that's going on, I would probably have your vet just check it out. Hopefully it's nothing, but give
it a try. Thanks a lot.
Be well.
All right.
Thank you. There goes Steve, and here comes Greg. Greg, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, everybody. Doctor, how you doing?
Hey, good. Greg. How are you, Greg?
Hey, Greg. Hey, question. We have a four-month-old Yorkie poodle, you know, and the dog is super energetic and hyper. And, you know, what can we do to calm him down? Do we have to
go over to Steve's house? Leave him at Steve's house for a while. That'll slow him down.
Say what?
The guy that was just on. We get some of that energy transferred into his dog. You know, that's pretty typical of puppies, and especially a four-month-old. You know, if they were in their family group, they'd be fighting all the time with their litter mates. So what you need to do is just get some regular activity planned, and maybe one or two times a day, and wear him out some. I think that's the best thing. And you might get some toys that he can work on, some chewable toys. But I think the most important thing is just give him some activity and just literally physically wear him out.
And he's a pooping, peeing, chewing machine, too.
That's what they do until they mature a little bit, and you can make sure you get him trained correctly. Use a crate in the home.
So will it run its course maybe next year? This time, will he slow down or what?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Next year, this time, will he naturally slow down?
Yeah, you would assume as he got older, but I've seen some dogs live to be, you know, 5 to 6 years before they really kind of mature out and they don't have that little puppy way about them. But, again, I think just getting him in some activity is going to be good, and if you get him into a training program, that's a good way to bond with him as well.
I mean, you know, we let him run around the yard, but, you know, it's like I would like to watch TV and let him sit down, and he just rests in my lap. I can't even do that because he'll chew at me and, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, wow.
That sounds pretty normal to me. I think you can take advantage of that. A lot of those kind of dogs are very, very well trained or trainable. So take advantage of that, get on a program, and have some fun with them.
Greg, thanks for the call.
All right, Ben, thank you.
Bye, Greg.
All right, let's go to this, I think, is Mike. Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug. Oh, real quick, Mike, can you give me a second?
Sure.
All right, I have an update here. First of all, let me once again give the number to the folks answering the phone down at Nestle Purina. It's 314-982-2992. And what I realize that sometimes even people in this business don't is that you're in your cars, most of you. You can't latch onto and remember a number. So I'm going to tell you where we are with the house in Cabo, and then I'm going to give you the number again in case you want to bump it. We are now at $7,500.
Yeah. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
And that, my suggestion, ideally would be four couples a week in this mansion in Cabo, $7,500. And again, the number's 314, and to bid is 982-2992. And that's also the number to bid on the dinner at Anna Gunn's with me and my wife. You need to start that one at $2,000. 314-982-2992. Mike, thank you for letting me do that. What is your question for Dr. Doug?
My pleasure, Dr. Doug. This
hey,
is my,
how are you?
Your father's favorite herring maker.
Oh, good.
I have a Bichon Frise purebred. And,
whoa. What was that? A Bichon Frise?
Frise, yeah.
Bichon Frise.
A Bichon Frise.
Yeah.
Isn't it French? Isn't it amazing how you can say anything in French and it sounds romantic?
It does. No how, either romantic or dirty. Yeah. or dirty.
A Bichon.
Okay, so the dog is just. She's 12, and she started developing about 6 months ago all these little growth bumps all over her, behind her ears and her, you know, stomach and back and tail. Is that anything to worry about? Her regular vet, who is okay, not as good as you, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Just leave it alone. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know, what I tell people, those sound like, and I haven't seen them, obviously, but the dogs can get little wart growths. Papillomas, they're called, and they are benign.
Papilloma, isn't that the Papilloma ballroom?
Yeah.
The dancing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And some people will tell you that if you, number one, you can have your vet kind of cut those away, and sometimes that action actually stimulates an immune system response and allows the body to kind of fight the reoccurrence of those. In other cases, you just let them go, and the biggest problem with them is that they tend to get trapped or blade, they might get pulled off accidentally, and it's always after hours when you have to go to the emergency clinic and spend a fortune. So I, in some cases, if there are a lot of them, they're simple to do, have your vet just do a quick sedation and burn them off or cut them off, whatever he does, and that might be all you need to do. In other cases, they'll return. Sometimes they're virus-related, sometimes they're not.
Okay,
but they are generally a harmless kind of growth. They just can be more of a nuisance.
Mike, thank you for the call.
Bye, Mike.
All right, off we go to John. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hey, John.
I have a Weimaraner, and he's anal. Most of them are, but he drinks a lot of water. He's 11 years old.
Okay.
And he's always drank a ton of water.
Has anyone ever worked on him to try and discover why?
No.
Okay. Let me tell you what, when you have the increased thirst and increased urination usually comes with it, especially in an older dog, you have to think about things like liver disease, kidney disease, bladder disease, adrenal disease, and things like diabetes. So, we just diagnosed diabetes in two animals last week, older animals like that. Your vet can find that out very quickly, do a fasting, blood urine sugar or a blood sugar first thing in the morning, fast them 8 or 9 at night, go into your vet, let them draw urine or blood, and you can discover right away what might be going on. But I would pursue it. I wouldn't let it go because at that age, it could be a lot of these things. It might be very manageable. If you let them go, it's going to be a lot tougher to treat.
Okay.
But he's been doing this since he's been 2 years old.
Well, and it may not be that, but you need to discover and rule out these things. It could be behavioral, and, you know, until you look it up, you're not going to understand what it is exactly, okay?
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, John. All right, the last call will be Jim. Jim, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Jim?
I'm not as good as you. Bye, Frank.
Well, that's a good one.
Good.
I am AM and the PM.
Well, then you're good enough for us. What's your question?
I have a golden doodle. I got it 2 weeks ago. Okay. It'll be 2 weeks this Friday.
How old is it?
I got it from a kennel. And
how old is it, Jim?
It's going to be 5 years old on the 17th of next month.
Male, female?
It weighs about 50 pounds.
Male or female?
The female, and it's got all. I took it and had it rabies shots and the whole bit, whatever. But I did not get. I misunderstood the doctor that did that.
What's your question?
I went there.
What's your question?
The breeder. But anyway, what do I need for the dog? Heartworm medicine or what else?
Well, go to your veterinarian and he can work this out. But yeah, a preventative care program includes checking a poopy sample for parasites, checking a heartworm sample, blood sample.
Check everything, blood test, the whole
thing. Yeah, it sounds like you got everything, but you just need to pick up the preventative medical drugs that will help prevent heartworm introduction or parasite introduction, and those are readily available from your veterinarian.
Jim, here's the deal. You have a vet. He should tell you all the stuff you're asking Dr.
No,
Doug.
My vet is going to be Dr. Ponikoff. I live two blocks from him.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Wonderful.
Then just take the dog in and you're done.
Come on in and we'll say hi.
All right.
Okay. Let me ask you another question.
Okay.
I said, it's 2 weeks old and it's not eating hardly at all. In the 2 weeks, it's only gone to the bathroom three times. It doesn't eat or drink much at all.
Well, that animal needs to be looked at right away because something's amiss. And until we start doing the review, exam, and diagnostics, it's hard to know which direction we need to go. But we're more than happy to help you. So come on in.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you.
Do you think there's a medical problem or something?
Yes.
It doesn't sound normal to me.
Jim,
thank you for the call, Jim. Thank you.
Wow.
You've got to find an easier profession.
Wow. I don't know what to say. You know, sometimes it almost sounds like the people are doing everything they can to avoid taking the dog in.
They want to talk themselves out of it. Yeah.
They just want you to tell them how to, like, do it themselves.
It's okay. Yeah, don't bother. But, no, I'm happy to help him, and I think his animals need some help there.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, Dr. Doug, thank you, and we'll do this next week.
Okay, all Sunday, right. 1 o'clock, Forest Park.
All right.
The Vernikoff Brothers.
The Vernikoff Brothers at, I'll call it St. Louis Fest. I'm going to call it. Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Doug Vernikoff, everybody. Your best friend, that guy. Oh, man. Okay, so the phone number, again, for, I have a suggestion for the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. Next year, how about something like 800-NO-CANCER or something? Yeah. So people could lock onto it. This is very actually difficult for people in the cars to do. So I'm going to do it again. You got your cell phone there with you. You want to do the $100 donation, which gets you September 18th, four tickets to Cardinals baseball game of the Astro Houston.
Or two St. Louis Blues tickets.
And there's just, it's all on our website, but I know if you're in the car. And right now, at this stage of the game, I don't really want to go run through a laundry list of stuff again. I think you should have heard by now what's out there. If you want to bid on it, we have an increase to the $400 bid to Annie Guns to $500. I will reject that bid just because, and if the person that made the bid didn't hear, from here on out, I'll try to say it as often as I can. I'd really like to start that at $2,000. When you think about where the money goes, money well spent. Just don't want, not interested in a bargain sale for dinner when there's charity involved. So here's the number for the Annie Guns dinner with me and my wife and four of you at a night of your choosing. Anything on the menu, and what a menu that is, 314-982-2992. That's also the number to call to bid, and the current bid is $7,500 for the week in Cabo San Lucas. Now, you have to get there. Get your plane tickets and go. But let me tell you something. What a house. I've been in this house. This is some house, okay? 314-982-2992. That's at $7,500. And thank you to everybody, even your $50, $20. The truth is, you get 300 or 400 people giving $50, $100. That pile of money is bigger than the pile for these individual things that are higher ticket items. So don't think that doesn't matter, because it does, because that money stacks up pretty fast when enough people do that. On the phone, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Sometimes you shout, and I think maybe you think that your equipment, you don't know how good your equipment is. It's very good equipment.
I'm just excited, Frank.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry. It's hard for me to contain my excitement when I get ready to talk to you.
Well, and I think I know one of the reasons you're excited, and we're going to tell people more about it tomorrow. And all I'll say is we're going to talk to an actual customer tomorrow who had a really an unbelievably negative experience at another Chevy dealer, and it's so ridiculous that I would love to name the name of the dealer, because I don't like the dealer anyway. But we can't do that. So we'll just share with them the experience, and that'll be our guest tomorrow for your commercial. Will be our Chevy shopper who went to another dealer, and wait till you hear the way they talk to them. It's pretty amazing.
You're right, Frank.
You know, I had a years ago before I met you. I had a car dealer on for a long time, and you know him, Ken Bellman, good guy, and Ken's retired. And I remember a woman who went to a competitor, kind of like this situation where somebody goes to another Chevy dealer, and this woman had a really good job. She was very responsible and was the perfect candidate to buy a vehicle. And you know what the salesperson said to her? Go home and get your husband.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So she didn't get her husband. She just went somewhere else.
What was that, the 1950s?
No, happened? It was the 90s, late 90s. Now, John, would you ever tell a woman who comes into your place and I'd like to look at an Equinox or a Cruise, go home and get your husband?
No. No, because, you know, let's see. Frank, we've been out a few times together, and I see you. I mean, you hang on your wife's every word. You do whatever she says.
What? Wait, hold it. Hold on here. Now, if you say that, there might be people who actually believe that.
Who rules? Come on. Well, who rules the roost?
John, look.
Women do.
John.
Your bone is covered.
John, yeah. when we're out together, is a certain, I try to make it look as if she has equal say, like she's kind of an equal partner.
Well, it's pretty convincing.
Well, and it is. I've perfected it. I've had years to perfect it. But when we leave and go home, and in the privacy of our own home, the hammer comes down. My word is the only word, and that's the way it works.
Case
what
closed.
I say goes. Thank you, peon. Case closed. That's the way it works.
So the hammer goes out.
I bring the hammer down.
That is funny.
Well, it's funny and true.
No, it's not true.
Rule number one, no speaky until the man speaky to you.
That's right. That's part of the audio crash course that I took to learn how to run a household.
Oh.
It's called How to Run a Household.
Yeah.
Part one.
I'll have to check that out next time.
Yeah.
You know,
so how's business?
It's great. It's great.
Good.
Thank you very much for having a great, great day. You know, we've talked about, talking about some pre-owned specials. We mentioned two.
Hey, tell them what happened the last time we did this.
Just on Monday, we mentioned three vehicles, and we literally sold and delivered one of the vehicles within 15, 20 minutes of us.
Yeah.
Wow. That's AM and the PM people for you.
Mark Thompson from beautiful Arnold, Missouri, on the 03S10. Mark, thank you very much. First of all, thanks for listening. And then enjoy your 2003 Chevy S10 pickup truck.
Yeah, what a great vehicle to have. Just to have her. We used to, years ago, have one of those little. And like you said, you wish they still made them.
My dad did, too. It was
we
a
had
great
one.
Truck.
The boys
yeah.
and I, we drove that thing. We had so much fun with that little pickup truck.
You know how many times I've talked about this? About who I'd love to find out either the group or the individuals that said, let's cancel the S10 pickup truck.
Yeah.
Let's cancel the S10 Blazer, and let's come out with the Colorado and the Trailblazer. And the Trailblazer was a wonderful vehicle. Huh. But you could have taken an S10 Blazer and enhanced it to still be the S10 Blazer.
Now, there's somebody up there in the big office that thinks they've got to mess things up every once in a while.
And again, the Trailblazer, a great. But remember, the Trailblazer originally for 2 years came out with two versions. Okay,
I didn't know that.
There was a 7-passenger. There was an extended.
I didn't know that.
You know, guess what? It dawned on them a couple of years later. Well, we're competing against ourselves with the Tahoe. It's like, okay, who makes some of the decisions up there? But no, we should have never done away with the S10. Still a great vehicle. So we're, you know, we're redesigning the Colorado, which is a great truck. We sell up 2, 3, 4, you know, Colorados a month. The production's not that heavy. There used to be 3 plants that built the S10, but, you know, we're going to be building the new Colorado at our beautiful GM plant in Wentzville, Missouri. I mean, the construction has started already, and I think that that vehicle goes into production in about a year.
Hey, do they still give tours? Can you tour the Wentzville plant?
You know, we've talked about that, yes. I've got to, you know, put that together. I'd love...
I did that. Let me tell you, I did that one time. I'm going to tell you, anybody listening... You probably don't have this on your list of things to do, but put it down as a thing to do. That was one of the most incredible things, watching those cars. I'd never done that. I had never been to a car assembly plant. It is unbelievable.
Oh, with all those robotic tools.
Oh, my goodness. And I didn't realize that, you know, like the dashboard, the big robotic thing brings it down, and it's got 8 gazillion wires hanging from it. And there's a guy who just harnesses all that. It's all harnessed. Boop, boop, boom, boom. Next thing you know, boom, the dash worked. And cool. There was a guy at the end of the assembly line. I'm not making this up. His job was to blow the horn on every car. It's like the last thing. And he'd reach in the driver's window. Beep, beep. Yeah. And that was kind of it's ready to go. I just thought, wow. This is it's something great to do. Mark it down as a family thing to do. Go watch them put Chevys together.
A family thing to do.
It is.
Hey, kids, let's all go to the GM Wentzville plant.
And you know what? And the kids might go, oh, are you kidding? I don't want to do that. But then when they get there, I promise you, they'll be blown away.
They see the robots.
It is. I mean, I love it. I used to go tour the old plant on Union. And I can still remember the first time I looked down into the Corvette plant. It was unbelievable. I mean, it was just like a little toy factory.
Yeah.
And, you know, growing up, just... it being just totally knocked off my feet by Corvettes. I mean, it was like, are you kidding me? I can't believe that I'm
even here. As a kid, did you say, are you kidding
me?
Started even as a little child. And maybe that's where it actually started.
There you go.
Watching the Corvette. No, we're not making fun. We're trying to find the origination of John Landoff saying, are you kidding me?
I think it was his mom when he would get in trouble all the time.
I don't know where it originated.
John, you're grounded, no allowance. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm thinking his mom said it.
Down?
When he came home and said, I got in trouble for doing this. And she said, Johnny, are you kidding me?
I wonder if that was it. I wonder if Sylvia Lona, I might ask her tonight as I head home and they give her a call.
It could have been that.
I said, Mom, are you sitting down? This is what I did today.
What?
Hold on a second. Was that Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that was funny.
don't tell him that. So, look at, why should people head your way? Give us a reason.
Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
2011 Nissan Armada. Only 13,000 miles.
That's nothing.
2011 Nissan Armada. Only 13,000 miles for only $29,800.
That'll be
unbelievable.
Right.
2011 Silverado half ton 1500 4x4 regular cab, only 16,000 miles for only $17,800.
Whoa, $17,800.
How about that? We got more. 2010 Hyundai. I have a hard time saying that. Hyundai Elantra GLS automatic for only $12,500. And last but not least, 2009 Tahoe, we mentioned this the other day, LTZ, 4x4, only $31,700 for 2009 Tahoe LTZ, 4x4, $31,700.
And that sticker on that LTZ, by the way, is something like, what, $45,000, $48,000 or something?
In 2009, it was probably over $50,000.
Whoa!
Oh,
yeah, because, no, it's loaded up. It's beautiful.
But that's a great question. So, we'd also like to offer out, we've already sold and delivered a bunch of vehicles today. It was something that I thought about earlier today and just didn't get a chance to call you about it, but we'll donate $100 for every vehicle that we sell today to your...
St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer.
Yeah.
All right, so get in there because they're open late tonight. You could well, let's so if $100 per vehicle, so let's just say if you sold 10 vehicles and it was direct, hang on, a direct result vehicles, of what we're doing right here, that would be
$14,000.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is very generous.
That's nice. Yeah, way John. To go. Yeah.
No, $100,
that's $1,000. Oh, okay. We didn't have a calculator.
This is zero.
That's still close. Good. All right, give us that phone number.
314-837-1800. I hope that wasn't too loud, Frank.
No.
314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at londoff.com.
All right. They're on the way.
L-O-N-D-O-F-F. All right, kids. Have a good evening.
Thank you, John.
Bye.
Keep it, kids. Bye-bye.
And you know what I'm talking about. We'll say, hello, John. Hello, Frank!
Yeah.
You know, he does. It's like he thinks
he's on a speakerphone,
picking him up because it's a speakerphone. All right, I know we're throwing a lot of phone numbers at you. You had his number. Here's the number again if you want to bid. And this ends today. We wrap this up in about an hour and 15 minutes. The number to call down to Nestle Purina to bid on anything, your $100 bid that gets you the four Cardinal tickets or the two Blues tickets. You got the Mizzou Vanderbilt, and they'll give you all the details when you call. You probably know already. You just haven't bid yet. 314-982. You know what? Forget the 314. You can remember that. That's the original St. Louis area code. Okay, so let's go 982-2992. 982-2992. Go ahead, dial it now from your car as I say it, 982-2992. And then when a person answers, say, I want to go to dinner with Annie Guns, with Frank and his wife. We will go, and another couple that we'll invite, six of us total, and I'd like to give at least $2,000 to do that. Or you can bump up the $7,500 bid for the week in the mansion at Cabo. You know those shows like Big Brother and Biggest Loser and the American Idol kids, mm-hmm. when they take them and they let them live in these mansions?
Yeah.
This is the kind of place we're talking about with these incredible fountains and pools and view. That's the kind of place we're talking about. The kind of place where big CEOs and athletes and movie stars have as their third, fourth, and fifth homes around the world. That's what this place is. So we appreciate everything everybody has donated today. It's not over yet. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and I hope we'll get an update on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Tina, they've cleared that accident on southbound 55, south of Highway 270, 255 there. So everything is thinned out. Now, downtown, you look good on northbound 55 and eastbound 70. Eastbound 64 is slow from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, eastbound 5570 is bumper to bumper from just a little bit east of Tudor to Highway 64. We've just checked out westbound 64. You are slow in the usual spots, Hampton to McCausland, from Spady out through Mason, and then you'll find yourself getting bumper-to-bumper traffic a little west of Long Road to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 stacks up from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by Office Depot. Office Depot saves you time, depot time, with low prices every day for back to school. The latest tablets and laptops, backpacks and supplies, all in outrageous designs, plus incredible weekly specials. Office Depot, school time is depot time. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
On the next Handle on the Law.
Bachelor party checklist. Booze, check. Weed, check. Strippers, check, check, and check. Permission to be in the house that you're using for this soiree? Well, someone forgot to check. But since the cops filed the wrong charges, the guys just might walk. And to top it off, they're suing the cops for false arrest. That and so much marginal legal advice, you'll be tempted to check, check, check my state bar status.
Handle on the Law, Sunday nights at 9 on KTRS.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
Hi, it's Trish Gazelle for Star Coins and Stamps. Maybe your grandparents left you a couple coins or maybe some stamps and you don't know what to do with them. This is the perfect place to go. You want to stay local and see what they can give you for those coins and stamps. Or maybe you're looking to invest your money, not in the stock market right now. No, that's nuts. You could buy gold and silver. This is a great deal and a lot of people are doing it, investing in this stuff. And the only place to do it is Star Coins and Stamps. Nancy's the owner. She's been doing business here for 28 years. Her dad collected coins, her dad collected stamps, and she learned the business. And they're paying top dollar for this stuff. Also, if you have some jewelry that you'd like to get rid of, or any flatware or scrap metal, this is the place to take it. They're going to give you a free verbal appraisal. Just bring in your merchandise and they're going to give you an honest estimate. It's located at 500 South 5th Street in St. Charles, or call them at 636-949-2203. Star Coins and Stamps.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
There's a big red barn where you say green. Norm's Barn and Barn. Discount windows, doors, and things. Norm's Barn and Barn. Norm's, 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 Norm's Barn and Barn. Norm's, 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 Norm's Barn and Barn.
When you need to save on discount windows, doors, and cabinetry, come to Norm's Bargain Barn in Shallow, Illinois, and now open in Fenton at Gravoy Bluffs. Visit normsbargainbarn.com.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 14th. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, or windowworldstlouis.com.
Problem, you're sneezing, wheezing, it's dusty, yuck. Think you can have a clean, healthy home with a portable air purifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air Cleaner, you'll capture teensy tiny particles in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it and, it's clean, it's healthy. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Guilty House Comfort Systems, serving St. Louis, Franklin, and Jefferson counties. Or visit GuiltyHouseHVAC.com.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors, a family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
LP SmartSide Trim and Siding is your durable, beautiful choice for replacing storm-damaged siding. Find an LP Build Smart preferred remodeler at SmartSideNow.com.
Whoa, in pretty early from downtown St. Louis, earlier than ever.
It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. All these numbers we're throwing at people today. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey,
Bill.
Hello, everybody.
Listen, I'd like to just add, since they do sponsor your segment, that my daughter took a Laclede cab to the airport this morning at 5 o'clock. So thanks to, I think, Scott, who was the dispatcher, and I don't know the driver's name, but maybe I can find out later. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great. I don't really know what to do. I usually prepare 30 seconds worth of material. So.
Well, you can do 30 or
good luck.
8 minutes.
Let's see what happens here. Well, President Obama has had dinner now with several contest winners, I guess, through his website or whatever. And I guess this was nice because they were contest winners. He only charged them $5,000
a plate. Oh, good deal.
And a new study shows that stressed out men prefer their partners to be heavy women.
Mm.
Yeah. Study goes on to say that stressed women prefer their partners to be ice cream.
Wow.
Man.
That was kind of mean.
But I have 15 seconds worth of material today, is what I meant to say.
Oh.
Keep it rolling.
What happened?
Keep it rolling.
Nothing, yeah.
Keep it rolling. Right. Rumors are that former New York Giants star Michael Strahan will be the co-host with Kelly Ripa on the TV show. Oh, who cares?
Yeah, I don't get that pairing at all.
I don't either.
Maybe I'm missing
something. I like him. No, he seems like a nice
guy. I like him, but I like him as a sports commentator on the panel. I don't know about this.
I think they said he was the best one. They did those tryouts for
16 times he was on there.
And finally,
what are we going to do the rest of the hour?
We'll figure something out.
Well, Todd Akin today left open the possibility that he could drop out of the Senate race before too long. And wouldn't you know it, officials say if he does drop out, he'll be replaced by Jay Leno.
See, he brought it back. Brought it home.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. As you mentioned, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KPRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you guys.
Forgive us for beating this to death, but here's the phone number again for the bidding, 314-982-2992. Steve Bridges, Google Steve Bridges. You know who he is, Peon, don't
Steve
you?
Steve Bridges.
No, I think that's his name, the impersonator who did Bush so well and does Obama. It's unbelievable. I think his name
is this Steve the guy Bridges. That was on Leno?
Yes, he did George Bush on Leno a lot, and now he does Obama. And whoever does his makeup.
Oh, yeah. You see him here. Yeah.
Folks, just Google Steve Bridges.
And he passed away.
What?
Remember that? He died this year in March.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that.
Yeah.
Because somebody just sent me a video of him as Obama, and I thought, I can't believe this guy is. It's a dead-on impression. I mean, makeup, hair. He's a white guy. And when they turned him into George Bush, I mean, is he dead?
Yeah, natural causes at 48. That doesn't...
No, that's not. That's interesting that they'll say natural causes, and somebody will die at 89, and they'll go, cause of death, not determined.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe they're 89. And we have is he out here?
Who's that?
Gone, our shoeshine guy.
Oh.
We got a new shoeshine.
Oh, was he there today?
Yeah, he was there. Just sitting there with no business, because there's nobody out here. Who advised him to put a shoeshine stand in this empty part of Westport? Not good advice.
Well, they have the offices up in the Gold Tower. Maybe that's what he's hoping.
Or some of the business people from the hotel, because they go past and then go to some meeting place.
But I got to talking to Dan yesterday about Peon, you never had a shoeshine kit, did you?
No.
I got one for Christmas, and I'm going to tell you something. Every time relatives came over, I'd shine my uncle's shoe.
Oh, yeah.
I made some money, 50 cents a shine or something like that.
I did.
Every kid should have a shoe shine box. Let's talk to Al. Hello, Al. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, gang.
It's Al. What's up, Al?
Frank, about shoe shines, did you know that James Brown used to come to St. Louis Airport to get his dancing shoe shine?
I did not know that.
He'd fly just to St. Louis to get his shoe shine?
Just to St. Louis to get a shoe shine.
That's when you got money.
Wow.
You got a little money.
That's big money.
But now, Peon, did you watch Dave last night?
Watch who?
Dave Letterman.
David Letterman.
No.
All right. You know how he pretends to drink, and, you know, he has bottles of apple juice that they put in real booze bottles. Well, last night somebody screwed up and he had a bottle of Cuervo, and he took a drink, and his eyes got real round, and he spit it out, and he said, I haven't had a drink since 1984, and who did this? And they said, well, we made a little mistake, and he was pissed.
Wait a minute, he drinks out of a cup when I see him.
No, he sometimes, Frank, he has a bottle of apple juice that they put food coloring in that looks like booze, Jack Daniels or...
So what is he, like a recovering alcoholic or something and he doesn't want to drink?
He used to drink a lot when he was on Hollywood Squares, and he said that he felt so bad because he'd get out there and they'd fly him out there and he'd be drunk as a skunk.
Well, hold on, Dave Letterman was on Hollywood Squares?
No, $10,000 pyramid before he had his own show.
$10,000.
Oh, okay,
pyramid.
Yeah, I knew he did some game shows.
Dave Letterman?
Yeah.
He would be dead drunk, Frank, and then he would, you know, feel guilty because some guy from Cincinnati had his partner and he couldn't even talk.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Mm.
And so he hasn't had a drink since 1984, I know that, because he said so last night. And
well, somebody's getting fired then.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Oh yeah, somebody's in big trouble. I didn't know that. I don't watch Dave or Jay anymore. I'm just kind of tired of both of them, and that's why I think Jimmy Kimmel is going to kick some butt when he comes on and competes with them.
And, but you know, as you're always kidding, Dave says he quit trying 10 years ago. I mean,
oh, he essentially just comes out and says, "I'm going through the motions now."
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Now, thank you. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Yeah, I didn't know that about David Lennon.
No,
I didn't either.
Former drunk. All right, we do our banking at First Community Credit Union. That's the people in the studio, Pian, Tina, me, Dan. Paul Warner's the host of the yard sale on Saturday morning, does his banking at First Community Credit Union, and we think you should, too. We'd like for you to consider that. And if you already are a member, that's what we're called, members, not just customers. You might want to get your checkbook out and write a check to the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. Phone number to call to find out what's still left to bid on and the current amounts, 314-982-2992. First Community Credit Union is in many ways no different than wherever you're banking now. There are a lot of similarities. Here's what's different. Your bank is owned by some guy or a group of guys, or women and guys, or a corporation or whatever, and they split up the profits every year. First Community Credit Union, we own it, the members. Check it out. The best way to do that would be drop in, get some fresh popcorn or a popsicle, get some information, or go to this website, firstcommunity.com. Don't go away. The Playhouse is coming up. Joke and everything that goes with it. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News.